staring.
So what's your story about?
It's a flash horror fiction deadline, uh-huh. May 1. Catapult tiny nightmares, stories of new monsters and old ones that scare us in new ways, tiny intimate horrors to make our hair stand on end. Horrors, cultural, political, environmental, funhouse mirror, subversions of traditional horror tropes. Something so scary we haven't thought of it yet. 1,200 words or less. That is what it's.
See, I don't like whenever I see that shit. I know we have it in our submission guidelines, yeah. Which, by the way, are at realhorrorshow.com/submit.
Oh, shit. Hello.
Hello. Yes, snuck that on you. When they say, scare us with something we haven't even thought of yet. And it's like,
I can't just make shit up like that. What am I, a genius?
I know. Horror is so subjective.
It is. I can't just. Making up a new monster is really hard because it's like it's a monster story. I'm pretty sure that's what they want because they emphasize it, or they say tiny intimate horrors, or like cultural, political, environmental funhouse mirror. And I'm like, what the fuck? But 1,200 words, like, dude, this is real short. And I keep cutting it down. Like right now I'm at 1570 and I'm trying to get to the point and make it scary enough and also fit in it at 1,200. And I think I can make it happen, but I'm not going to tell you what it's about until it's ready. It's not ready yet, but it is a monster story. It's not like something else. It's about a traditional monster, but I'm trying to make it scary in a new way. So hopefully it's something they haven't thought of yet and it scares them a lot. So, but it's hard. It's really hard to make a monster thing scary and not campy.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a thing. So I've been working on this for like the past month, half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And it's due in May. So I have like enough time that I'll like be comfortable enough on May 1st to at least by the deadline to turn it in.
Yeah.
So we will see. I saw another flash fiction horror contest. Guess how many words they wanted?
500.
350.
What?
And I was like, and one of the requirements was like, it has to have like a twist ending or some shit. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to give it an ending if I can't even give it a beginning? Fucking. I was like, you know how many words 350 words is?
Yeah. Like, I can respect the people who are going to be able to pull that off, but at the same time, come on.
Right. If someone does do that and like they actually produce something like decent, I want to be like, tell me like how you do that. Please teach me. Like,
it's the twist that's getting me, like,
yeah,
the twist means tension, yo.
Exactly. The twist means tension. You have to actually build something to have to a climax, and that's when the twist happens. Like, Jesus. I'm so sorry.
God damn it.
I'm so sorry. I like don't ever use my phone ever. And it just goes off when I'm like literally on mic with you.
They always know when I'm at work, I go to take a poop in the bathroom and that's when people decide to call me. It's like, how do they know?
Dude, I know, right? Don't you hate that shit? Like, I'll really be like in deep focus. And like I won't have looked at my phone for like 7 hours. Like pretend it's like the weekend and I woke up, didn't look at my phone for like the whole day. It'll be like 7:30 PM, right? And I'll be like, oh yeah. I'm like really focused up, you know, I'm doing some writing, and then my phone will go off, and then it'll just like my whole like focus is shattered. Because I'll be like, who is it even trying to talk to me? Because I know it's not you, because that was my text message noise.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that's how I know it's like one of five people. And like right now it's randomly like my father-in-law. Like, what, he never fucking texts me. It has to be this very moment when either I would be talking to you or talking to you and Nicole, honestly. And it's like this is prime time, like focus time for Jack. I mean, for me. So I don't know.
Who's Jack?
Who am I? Honestly, I'm just really having I'm really confused right now, honestly, about a lot of things, about everything. Anyway,
sorry.
That's the Real Horror Show.
Well, that was a long intro. Welcome to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jack.
Yo!
And we're here today, like always, on our mini shows. So I was thinking that we kind of fucked up this whole mini show thing by using the calling it the random generator thing.
I like the random generator.
Well, since, I mean, this isn't like...
That's what it is, right?
This isn't a strict plot point for our podcast or anything, but it does say in our Twitter bio that we're dead and we can't get into heaven until we watch every movie on Netflix, every horror movie on Netflix. So I was like,
should we
No, I was going to say, instead of calling it the random generator, we should call it St. Peter or Jesus. And just,
oh, I get it. Okay.
Like, still have it be a random generator, but just name it Jesus.
Okay. That's actually, that makes some sense. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe someday when we get our shit together and we have a Patreon, one of the tier perks is you can send us a recording of you picking a random movie on Netflix, horror movie on Netflix for us to watch. That way, Jesus can just be a bunch of random people.
Not suspense. Horror. We can call it the Jesus generator if you like that. Like some alliteration.
Okay, the Jesus generator. Let's see what the Jesus generator has in store for us this week. Okay.
Jesus Christ! When we like get a movie. Oh boy. Are you doing the generator? I'll do it.
Yeah. It's not like I actually do this before we record so I can get the summary posted.
I love it.
All right. So this week we are watching As Above, So Below.
Oh, shit. Nice. Another
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ.
How did you know, Jesus, that we wanted to watch that one? I haven't seen that yet, and I know that it's good. It's on my list. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So As Above, So Below, 2014 mystery slash thriller. Archaeologist Scarlett Marlowe has devoted her whole life to finding one of history's greatest treasures, Flamel's Philosopher's Stone. According to legend, the artifact can grant eternal life and turn any metal into gold. When she learns that the stone is hidden underground in the catacombs of Paris, she assembles a crew to guide and document her historic mission. As they begin their descent, the team members have no way of knowing that they are entering their own personal hell.
Oh, you know, I thought that this was, I'm confused. I got confused. When you said As Above, So Below, my brain said The Descent. And so I was oh, cool. It's that really cool one that I haven't seen. I haven't seen this one either, but this is like the lame version. This is like the great value version of The Descent.
No, it's pretty different. I watched it a couple years ago and was pleasantly surprised with it.
Hell yeah. Well, then cool.
Because it's kind of a different take on the creepy catacombs of Paris, because you got the whole, like, falafel stone
falafel
angle.
Yeah.
Philosopher's stone falafel premise stone. To it. Yes. So you get more, like, supernatural shit going on. How have you never seen The Descent?
I don't know, man. I never got around to it. There's a lot of stuff I haven't seen, and I like really beat myself up about it because there's a lot of great stuff that I've missed out on, especially, and that's one of them. And I don't know. I just never got to it, dude. What year was that? Because that was a while ago, man.
The Descent was like 2006.
Yeah, thousands, man.
I watched it because Chiller used to show it a lot. It's where I saw a lot of these, not B movie, but IFC After Dark movies was back when Chiller was a thing. That was a good TV channel.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I remember Chiller, and that was super cool. That really makes me like, I really took cable TV like for granted now that I don't have cable anymore.
I know, like,
I mean, I can't subscribe to Shudder, but like, I'm still like missing out. You know, there's still like a gap.
That's true.
There's a lot of stuff that's not available to me.
I need to give Shudder another chance.
Yeah, did you have Shudder before?
I had Shudder right about when it first started. When did it start?
I don't know, man.
Not the fucking website. I just want to Google it. It's owned by AMC.
Yeah, which is like, okay, I guess. AMC's like, okay.
Streaming service. Let's see when you started. 2016. 2015 for US. So yeah, I got it when it was first rolling out, and they didn't have a lot of content. They had a lot of B-80s horror movies and a lot of Asian horror. And so I did the 7-day free trial, and I don't know if it was the internet at my parents' beach house or if it was just their servers, but all of their videos that weren't live streamed, because when they started, I don't know if they still do this, but I really like this about them, is they would have live stream movies. So like a movie night where you're watching it live.
Mm-hmm.
That worked fine. So yeah. Maybe that was why their other videos had to buffer a lot while watching. So that turned me off from it. But it's been a few years, and it sounds like they got their shit together.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It seems like they have a lot of content, and a lot of people just, like, have it and, you know, like it. And there's, like, Shudder, like, there's things that Shudder has that you can't see anywhere else, you know, which is now, like, making it more valuable to the horror community, I guess.
Since I have a new debit card from...
Oh boy, new debit card!
That means I can do another 7-day free trial.
Hell yeah! That means for those 7 days, you have to take off work and, like, watch as much as you possibly can. Like, pack that shit in. And then you report back to me and then let me know if it's worth it.
Okay, Daddy, I'll do that.
That's right. Actually, if I'm Daddy, then that means I have to... It would be, like, the opposite. Does that make sense? It'd be like I was buying the subscription for you regardless.
Are you offering to buy me a subscription?
No, no. What I'm saying is you can get the 7-day free trial. Well, if there's a 7-day free trial, I can get one too. The only way I can give it to you is to, like, Skype you in. That's always my...
You know, maybe someday when Real Horror Show is actually pulling in some money, one of the things we can invest in is a joint Shudder account.
Wow, that would be really cool. Yeah, that would be so fun. And then it'd be like we both had Netflix, and then our profiles would be on there, and it'd be like, who's watching? Sam or Stormy? And we'd be like, ooh, it's me. It'd be like our little special thing we have together. That'd be nice.
So here's what I'm doing, going back to what we were talking about at the beginning, our writing. I haven't finished my revisions, so it's going to be a rough second act, but I'm sending you my play because I'm slowly falling out of it, falling out of love with it. So I need a second. I need a second set of eyes on it to help me get my shit together with what I want this to be. So the title of the play is Definition of Insanity, and basically the premise is a director is directing a group of actors in this play about a group of kids, but really it's about his friends and the last night they spent together as a group of friends on New Year's Eve, 1999, and I'm just trying to make it not shitty.
Yeah, dude, it's cool.
It's a cool premise. And,
like, I love...
Or premise. Yeah, Let me say words like normal premise. People. Premise.
I just added it to my drive, so now I'll actually, like, see it there when I go on my drive, so I won't, like, forget it exists again. Reading your, like, plays is really cool because it makes me, like, want to, like, do a sit down with you and, like, two other people and, like, read it. You know, do, like, a reading. Because I went to theater school, you know, so I can, like, read things theatrically.
Nice. Because I'm fine if I don't meet the April 30th deadline, because there will be other competitions I can submit to. And
oh shit, is there a competition that it, by the end of the month?
Not a competition, just a chance to submit. And it's with the people who did the first stage reading of my other play. But nice. It's no big deal if I don't submit this year, because I'll just submit other places. And if I don't have luck, I'll submit to them and workshop it a bit. Because okay. It's not a full production opportunity. It's a staged reading and potential workshop to full production opportunity.
Yeah, but still it's something. So I'll definitely have a look at this.
But I want to try and get this play done-ish before I start my next play, which is going to be a much more complicated feature.
What is that something that you've talked to me about before, the new play?
Yeah.
That's not this?
It's a new play, because the characters in the one I just sent you are characters I've had with me since high school. So I'm finally trying to get them a story to live in.
Yeah.
But the one I'm going to start writing is the one about the super pious young married couple whose marriage implodes in 3 years.
Yes.
And I figured out how I'm going to do the representation of the 3 years. And it's going to be each year is going to have a different set of actors playing the characters.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, definitely. That's really, really cool.
And I'm playing around with the idea of it being non-linear, and I'm searching for examples of non-linear plays. Like, I can think of a bunch of movies like Memento and 500 Days of Summer for movies, but I can't think of any non-linear stage productions. So, I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, dude, definitely.
Because I like the idea now. I have what is currently the first scene written, where it's their wedding night. They're coming home. They're not going on a honeymoon. They're not staying at a hotel because they're fucking 19 and can't afford that shit.
Oh, damn, 19. Yeah,
they get married at 19, I've decided, and then divorce at 21.
Nice.
And it starts with them going home that night, and then him reading a verse from her grandparents' Bible, blessing the house. But I've decided if I go the non-linear route, that's going to be the final scene.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be fucking deep, though.
Dude, that's going to be cool. And I expect multiple drafts.
Oh, it's going to take a lot.
Hell yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, that's the way, but it's going to be awesome. Anyway, I love your work. So,
thank you.
Look forward to you're welcome. I look forward to reading Definition of Insanity. And when the Wendigo story is ready, I'll let you read it. But the Wendigo story is going to need another draft in a different point of view, just to see if that makes it a little bit more suspenseful, and it just might. So we will have to see, and that's why I've been sitting in front of this Google Doc for 4 hours.
What about that story where the girl's in the desert and cannibalizes herself?
That is the story. Cool. I wasn't sure if I told you.
You explained it to me. I just didn't remember if it was going to have a Wendigo in it.
Wendigo. Don't get all racist on me now.
Sorry.
You almost said a bad thing. But just for S's and G's, if you want to read something, because I've decided to call it Hunger Pains because it sounds scary. But also I have another more risque story of the same name that I could just send to you now. I haven't fucking looked at it for a couple years. If you just want to read it, you may have even read this before. You see, it's probably in my fucking trash pile because it's a piece of trash. It is. All right, let's see. Fiction. No, it's not. Where is it? Where are you? NaNoWriMo idea? There's no way. There's no way it was a NaNoWriMo idea because it was too bad. Maybe it was just like it works in progress. Where are you, Hungry Beans? I'll just search my drive. Hold up.
While she's doing that, I'll try and keep people entertained. What has everybody been reading lately? how are we doing on our 2019 Goodreads challenge? I finally caught up. I'm now one book ahead of schedule rather than two books behind.
What you reading?
I just finished a YA thriller called The Cheerleaders. It was okay. And reading reviews on it made me realize things that I need to fix with my own thriller when I finally start writing that full time. One of the biggest complaints is information is uncovered strictly through conversations with other people. And I'm like, yeah, that is kind of annoying. I should make sure I avoid that with mine because I'm very close to having that be the situation with mine. Because the idea behind mine is that a girl and her guy friend are making a podcast/documentary about a girl who went missing, his sister, her best friend. They have sex in the shower. That's as much as I've got.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very sexy.
To all budding writers out there, the first thing you got to plot out in your novels is how they're going to fuck and when they're going to fuck.
Hell yeah. I don't think I've ever done an actual, like, sex scene where they, like, fucking... Most of my eroticism comes through in poetry. I haven't actually written, like, a sexy piece of
fiction. I've only done it when I'm paid for it. It's not going to be graphic sex. It's just going to be, like, we did it.
We did it. We did the dirty thing.
And you know what? Unlike most sex scenes in books, mine is going to be empowering because she'll be on top.
Oh, yeah. That's what I don't know,
because
like,
chances are this would be labeled as YA just because the protagonist just graduated college and there isn't really a new adult genre for mystery thriller, so I might market it as YA. But most girls, when they have sex, it's their first time and they're virgins and the guy has so much experience, but it's like, she's 22. She's probably had sex with a few people.
Yeah, that's true. You know. Yeah, I don't know if it exists anymore. I hope it does. I see, like, I went through a lot of my writing and, like, I deleted a lot of stuff and I like, can't find other things. So I know it's called Hunger Pains. When I search for it, like, it's not on here. It's not on my files thing. So I may have deleted it. Why would I do that? Why am I like this, honestly?
Maybe you just took the title away because
it was real good.
You took the title away because you didn't like the original story.
If I find it, I will send it to you. If not, I might just rewrite it, but better. Because I know what it was about, and it was fucked up. Shit, why do I do this? Why do I fuck up all my shit? I can't believe myself.
This is why Sam holds on to the audio files.
I know. You hold on to the audio files. Is it in here? No. This is all crap. See, I keep all the stupid shit. Okay, I'll find it. Okay, I will. I swear. All right, we gotta get off the phone. So I can find it because it's going to bother me.
I hope this has been a thrilling episode of the Real Mini Show.
I hope it was as riveting as when we had to watch Twilight.
Listen, that was a good episode.
And it was a really good episode. And I hope that you guys enjoyed, because my favorite thing to do is listen to our recordings after they go up. And it reminds me of the funny stuff we talked about. And I hope everyone enjoyed when me and Sam pretended to be Edward and Bella. And so that was honestly my favorite part. And yeah, we should do that in every episode.
I like to say like, you're our biggest fan and I'm our biggest hater. And that's what keeps us grounded.
I think it does. I think it does too. Oops. Yeah. So. Absolutely. But we have to imitate like the people in the movie. Like if we watch this movie and like there's like a dumbass conversation, we have to imitate it. It can't be Edward and Bella every time.
I got you.
Caught me. All right, I'm gonna go look for that. Right.
I hope everybody enjoyed hearing us talk about our writing. Sometimes we gotta revalidate ourselves when we talk shit about other people's movies.
Hell yeah. Sam's awesome and Stormy's
I was gonna say you're pretty cool, but since you've got a bit of an ego going on.
I'm cool because Sam thinks so. And you can follow me on Twitter, and sometimes I share what I'm thinking. Anyway, as of right now, my blazer's lost. Tomorrow, the plot thickens on whether I find it or not, because there's only one other place it could be. Either, like, it's in the writing center.
If you attend it's Butler County Community College, look for her blazer.
Look for my blazer. It's black. That should narrow it down, because nobody else wears black other than me. Anyway, all right, you guys. Anyway, the blazer, it's a shitty blazer. Maybe it's the universe telling me that I should go buy a new one.
Give them, like, mine with the bell sleeves.
Anyway.
I like my bell sleeves.
I have a lot of bell sleeve blouses. So if I have, like, a double bell sleeve.
You'll be able to cast twice as many.
I'll be able to
spells.
Catch stuff. Catch twice as many. Cast twice as many spells. My other black blazer is like a 3/4 length sleeve. I need a long sleeve. I need my long sleeve one. If I wear long sleeves.
Anyway, here are my thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. As above, so below.
Next week.
Let's do it.
Be there.
Woo! Be there. But guess what happens? I don't even, never mind. Just fucking forget it. Just check
fuck
out.
Fuck off
check
and
out
have a swell evening.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.